A man who joined Jesse Nelson at a beer stand at AmFam Field. A guy who I would argue, of all my bobbleheads, this one of Bill Schroeder as like 1970s John Travolta dancing guy is one of the GOATs. Also one of the GOATs when it comes to calling Brewers games as the color analyst. He's the man behind Brewers Fantasy Camp and the greatest assistant girls varsity basketball coach in Martin Luther High School history. It is Bill Schroeder on Wildy and Tausch. Billy, how you doing, Rock?
Boy, what an intro. Man, I you can send me a tape of that anytime I have a speaking engagement. I'd like to use that. That's fantastic. Wow.
Well, you know, we love you around here.
Yeah, well, the Martin Luther assistant basketball coach was one of my finest hours. You know, it was a way for me to get ready for spring training back in the old days.
More importantly, it made us all feel cool because we had a Major League Baseball player in our high school, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to make you feel crummy. We just had our trivia contestant go 0 for 3 on the questions. Did you ever have one of those games where you like went 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts?
Of course I do. Yeah, I mean, my first ever game at Yankee Stadium, I think it was 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts. The one time I did put the ball in play was a swinging bunt, you know, right back to the pitcher, and I couldn't have been happier about it. So, but yeah, I struck out a little bit. You know, I was one of those guys that I didn't take the 2-strike approach very well. So it's kind of like the guys these days, you know. I would have been.
I was gonna say that's the new age guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, home runs, walks, and strikeouts. I mean, the three results that everybody's looking for these days.
The result that we are looking for is to hear you more often on the call in the playoffs with all of our favorite play-by-play guys. Jesse would like to, after he's done having a beer with you at the beer stand. Which, by the way. What did you think when you bump into random people all the time? Like, did you even know who Jesse was? Were you sure who he was? Did he have? I know he introduced himself to make sure you weren't in an awkward spot. How did that interaction go?
Well, I know the name. You know, I know that he calls and sets these things up and stuff like that. But the face kind of escaped me initially. But once he said his name, I knew exactly who it was. But, I was down there, I was down at the craft beer stand, before the game, hooking up with some friends. We had some friends that were at the ballpark, and I was down there, and it's amazing. People come by, and, it's like a half an hour before the game, and I've got a beer in my hand, and people want to take pictures. I mean, do you have time? I know you got to get back to the booth and do the game. I mean, ordinarily, I would not be in the concourse drinking beer a half an hour before a telecast. I'm not,
not
back in the old days, the 50s and 60s where guys would, imbibe a little bit as the game went on. So, it was fun. It was a good time down there. I mean, ran into a lot of folks and took pictures and signed autographs and had a couple of beers. I mean, I had a couple of people actually buy me a beer. That was
nice.
Even better.
Jesse,
yeah.
Buy you one?
So I was kind of hoping Bill would buy me one.
We just kind of scraped paint and he just kept going. So, it was nice. I enjoyed that. I did not go to game one, went to game two. I will not be, I'm not in Wrigley, actually. I'm at home. So I'll probably end up going to game 5 if necessary. I hope that's not necessary. So, but I will be at that game for sure.
So I have admitted that I am nervous. I was nervous about them even facing the Cubs, and then they got up 2-0, and I was thinking, okay, I was totally wrong about this. And then last night happens, and now we don't know what the plan is for today in terms of how they're going to pitch this. Tell me why I shouldn't be worried, Rock.
I think what you're thinking is of past Brewer teams that it didn't do well in the – this is a completely different unit and a different group of guys. I mean, this pitching staff and this defense is next to none. I mean, they are outstanding. I mean, the Brewers' bullpen has been unbelievable, you know, in this series. The Cubs had 4 runs in the first inning, and in the rest of the game, 7 innings, they shut them down. The bullpen's been great, you know. And in game 2, Murph decided to go with a bullpen game. You know, he starts with Ashby and then a long line of guys coming through the game, and they ended up winning that game handily. So I'm not concerned at all. I mean, it is awfully difficult to sweep any team. I mean, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the Colorado Rockies that lost, you know, well over 100 games. But when you're in the playoffs and, you know, you're competing with the best teams in baseball, it's awfully difficult to sweep. I'm very confident about, you know, tonight's game. I think the guys are going to come back, start swinging the bats again. But as long as you've got the pitching and the defense that the Brewers have, they're always going to be in games. They were a couple of hits away from winning yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So, Rock, what? Not that Murph is calling you today, but he has not announced yet, at least that I know of, who's going to pitch. You obviously got Freddie available. What would you do if you were in Murph's shoes tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the bullpen game, it worked pretty well in game 2. I would say, I would, if I were Murph, and I'm not Murph, and I don't pretend to be as smart as Murph, but I would save Freddie for a potential game 5. There's no doubt about that. I know they would like to put the Cubs away here, but I think the way the Brewers' bullpen has been, I mean, you can go a long laundry list of different pitchers that you can go through right now, but I would give Freddie a little bit extra time, you know, to pitch. They have not announced a starter. I mean, publicly, I've even texted some of my inside guys, and they said we don't know who he's going to put out there on the mound today. So worked pretty well. It worked pretty well last time. I'm talking about guys that normally, if they would know who's pitching tonight, they would tell me. They don't know. So he's keeping that pretty close to the vest. I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be another bullpen game, because it worked pretty well in game 2.
Outside of Ashby and getting, you know, giving up the 3-run home run, we had a fan kind of say, well, you know, the Cubs have been so good in the first inning in this series.
Krantzy.
That's when they've scored a bunch of their runs. What if you go McGill to start the game to kind of snuff this first inning stuff out that the Cubbies are doing? What do you think of that plan?
I don't think that's a really good plan. I think that I would not be. I'm glad you're not managing, by the way. So, you know, having
too.
McGill start the game, I'm not really in on that. There's a lot of different guys that you can go with. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they started Ashby again. I mean, Aaron has been fantastic. I mean, he made the one bad pitch to Suzuki, and he hit the ball out of the ballpark. And but other than that, I mean, this guy, when he's on, he's fantastic. But you know, this entire bullpen, this pitching staff has been great all season long. I'm very confident they're going to be able to get the job done no matter what Murph decides to do. I think that he's grinding over the fact that how he wants to get through the game. I think if Freddie was the starter tonight, and I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there, he would have announced that already. So, you know, we'll see how he does it. He has been a wizard all season long. It's been amazing the decisions that he and the baseball ops people have made. And I'm confident about tonight's game. My only problem is, am I going to be able to stay up for the whole game? It's an 8 o'clock start.
That's late.
I'm in bed.
It's a late start.
I'm starting to crawl up the stairs at about 9:30. So, we'll see.
Talking with Bill Schroeder on Wilde and Tausch. In all seriousness, and we're all advancing ages on this program, except for Jesse, who's a night owl, I still don't get – the other game is in L.A. And they're starting at like 3 o'clock local time there. What are we doing?
I don't know what baseball's thinking. I mean, it's a West Coast game. I mean, it makes sense to start that game later, have the Brewers maybe have a 4 o'clock start. What is involved in making those decisions. I know that, you know, there's a lot of games still, you know, going on right now. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, yeah, I agree. the who was it that started at 9 o'clock at night? I mean, that was a Philly game, wasn't it? 9 o'clock Eastern time the other night.
Yeah, I thought it was the Yankees that started at 9, and that's why the game didn't end until after midnight Eastern.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, you're right. That's crazy.
Bill, you know, we teased Jesse about his workload, and now he's trying to get you to work more because he and many fans would like there to be a local telecast of the playoff games. Would you rather be at the craft beer stand with Jesse drinking beer and signing autographs, or would you, or would you like to, is there a little FOMO that you're not getting to call these games? Because it is a really fun time of the year, obviously.
It's a bummer. I mean, you know, you get you do these games all season long. My games are down to 60 these days, but still, you know, you're with the team and you're following the team. You know what's going on, and all of a sudden, you know, the postseason hits, and then you're sitting in the stands, you're watching it at home, and it's kind of a bummer. I would love to be able to do postseason baseball. You know, I know that the only way you can do that now is on the radio.
But, you know, people. Are you interested?
What kind of radio are you talking about? Are you talking about game? You know, doing play by play or color for the actual game?
So I'll tell you this.
I was calling shows. I'm not doing that.
Well, no. doing our show is plenty of that. I understand you're scarred when you're done. You need a break from it.
Rock and I hanging out at my basement doing a live stream of the game. Yeah. Hell yeah.
The Jesse Nelson podcast.
To call it, Rock, if that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. I'm not into, like, taking calls and stuff. I'm afraid of what I would respond to some of the people, you know. So I'll keep those opinions to myself.
This would be the opposite of your idea of a fantasy camp. I was telling the guys earlier, I was in the car, and obviously 620 WTMJ, our sister station, is the flagship. 100.5 ESPN Madison here has the games. Our Beaver Dam station, WBEV 95.3, has the games. And I was listening, and I love Jeff Levering. He's been a great friend of the show as well. He does a great job. Lane Grindle does a great job. But when the two of them are together, because they're not doing any TV, you know, Levo's not doing TV either, they're kind of doing it together a little bit, but it's mostly just letting the guy talk. And I was thinking this, I swear to you, before Jesse even mentioned it today, I was like, why don't they get Rock in the booth to do color on the radio, so he's at least doing something, because your insights are valuable.
Yeah.
So do you want us to talk to some people? We can pull some strings. Yeah, we got power around here.
Give the Brewers a call. Tell them I would do radio. I would do some color on the radio if that's what you guys feel like you want me to do. I would love to do that, by the way.
Okay. And we're bringing people together.
So maybe we can get a petition going on. What do we need, about 500,000 signatures?
Yes, I'm going to go door to door with my little clipboard.
Yeah, I think it's an absolute bummer that, you know, the TV guys, you know, Brian has the opportunity. He does network stuff. I mean, and he deserves it. I've been watching him and, you know, all that. But, you know, me and Vinny and Dillard, you know, we just kind of like, we're in a stands. Not that that's a bad thing, but, you know, you kind of miss doing the games. You look at the game so much different. I'm sitting in my house watching a game. I say things I would never imagine saying on the air.
Can you give us one example, Rock?
I cannot. I cannot, because a lot of it is, you know, it's
profane.
We'd
like to keep doing it next year.
This is why we need a live stream during the game.
I'm screaming watching the game, and it's like, you know, I wish I should do that. My last game, maybe, it would be my last game if I did this on TV. Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan, you know. I love the Brewers. I mean, I was a Brewer player. I've been doing this for 31 years. Love the players. You know, the fans have been great, you know, and, you know, I'm invested. I'm invested, particularly when I'm at my house and I'm watching a game. I mean, my wife, she'll hear me screaming and yelling downstairs. And, you know, sometimes I wish I could do it on the air.
All right, Rock, we always appreciate your time. I had one last thing I wanted to ask you before we let you go. I saw Pat Murphy talking about. He was talking with Bob Costas, who Tausch is a big fan of, and they were.
Is he really?
I was being facetious.
Okay.
But he's a little smug sometimes. But he asked him about. He asked Murph about like how fundamentally sound this team is and how it's kind of got an old school feel. And Murph kind of turned the conversation around and instead talked about the people and the connectivity that this team has and how it's different. And I'm just curious, having been around, you just mentioned 31 years broadcasting, before that playing, like, everyone talks about chemistry and culture and all that stuff. Is this team different? Like, is it vastly different than teams you played on or teams that you called games for earlier? Like, is there something special about the people component about this team from what you've seen?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, I think every one of these guys, I mean, they're all quality individuals. There's not a player on this team that is not a great guy. I mean, they all love each other. They pull for each other. You know, you got Bowers, you got Hoskins. He didn't even make the roster for this series. But, you know, they all pull for each other. And they're all, you know, Pat Murphy and the coaching staff and Matt Arnold have these guys, you know, buying into the philosophy. They call it, you know, Matt, I love the way Murph called them the woodpeckers. They keep pecking away at you. They're, you know, 6, 7, 8 pitch at bats. And they never feel like they're out of an inning. I mean, how many times? I mean, all the runs that they scored in game two were with two outs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, they had the 3 home runs. And, you know, I'll tell you what, that Andrew Vaughn game, that home run in the first inning in game two, I mean, that if he doesn't hit that home run, that is a completely different game the rest of the way. So that was that not only was a game changer, but it could be classified as a series changing home run. So, yeah, this is a different team. It's a lot of young guys. You know, the 18 team that went to the NLCS was a veteran team. The 82 team, a bunch of veteran guys. These guys bust their butts, you know, and you guys got like Sal Frelick. I mean, making that catch that he made yesterday, incredible stuff. I mean, he's been off the charts. Everyone, Terang and Durbin, and you know, but it all starts with a guy like Christian Yelich, a veteran guy that's been an MVP. He's done just about everything in baseball except for winning a World Series. He's into it. He's bought into the Pat Murphy thing. And Murph's been outstanding. He knows how to handle young guys, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that he spent a lot of his coaching career in college dealing with young players. Tough love, pat on the back, whatever it might take. But that's kind of a long-winded way to say, yes, this is a different team, and I think you can expect more out of this team than you had in the past.
Rock, I will get you a recording of your introduction for future speaking engagements. We will talk to the powers that be. If we can get you, you know, get you in the booth, get warmed up, start drinking some tea, see if we can get you into the radio booth for the NLCS if and when they advance. And we'll probably be bugging you for the Jesse Nelson Basement podcast at some point as well.
Yeah, you know, off air, I'll give you the phone number of the guy to talk to about getting me on radio. So, okay.
I will. I mean it when I say it. I am all in on this. I would love to do it.
All right,
so just send me the owner's number. I'll take care of it.